Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu Ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Today's daf is Sota daf Lamed Ches. The next few blot in this Masechta are dealing primarily with the halachas of Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, I'll just go have a small hakdama to explain a little bit about the etzem chefza of the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. Who does it entail, and a little bit about the gedarim of the mitzvah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chavav, says that the Torah was mitzaveh the Kohanim levarach Yisrael b'chol yom, every single day. Therefore, it's mevu in the Rambam that Birkas Kohanim is a daily mitzvah, which is chal al kakafta de gavra, every kohen is chayiv to be kind of the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim every single day, at least one time. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara is going to say in the Hemshech that a kohen who is in shul and he's there when the gabbai or when the chazan calls up the kohanim to duchen and he does not go, he's over a mitzvah's ase, he's mivatel a mitzvah's ase de araisa of not being oil duchen. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches that once the kohen was mekayim his mitzvah one time during the day, he's not mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah again for a second time. It's similar to the mitzvah of tefillin or the mitzvah of lulav. Once somebody's mekayim the mitzvah one time, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis anymore to be mekayim the mitzvah again. Tosfos there in Daf Chav Ches, Dibur HaMaschil Umina Timra speaks out that even though there's no chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah a second time, if the kohen wishes to do so, he can be mekayim the mitzvah because kohanim another time. If another tzibur comes and needs Birkas Kohanim again. He goes on to explain that there's no iser in such a case of Bal Tosef, because the iser of Bal Tosef is only when somebody adds on to the chefza of the mitzvah. For example, he adds a fifth parsha to the mitzvah of tefillin, or he adds a fifth min to the dalad min. But somebody who does one mitzvah, afilu kama v'kama pamim b'yoyim, that's not the iser of Bal Tosef. And therefore the kohen is allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah more than one time if he wants during the day. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like this in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. The Mishnah Brura brings a suffix of the Levush. The Levush is mistapik, a kohen who is mekayim his mitzvah already one time, and now he wants to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah a second time. Is he allowed to make a bracha or not? And he leaves it with a tzarech inum. The Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvas Or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Siman Chav Beis, that since Levush blied with a suffix, therefore, if a kohen is in shul and he was already mekayim the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim earlier that day, and they call him up again to be to duchen, if there is another kohen in the shul in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, therefore this kohen should not go up to duchen a second time in order to not put himself into a suffix of the levush of whether it makes a bracha the second time he's mekayim the mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Yud Aleph brings that the Magen Avram and the Eliyahu Rabba and other Achronim are chelik on the Levush, and they hold that it's poshut that the kohen is allowed to make a bracha as many times as he likes. And therefore that is the maskana of the Mishnah Brura, that even though he was mekayim the mitzvah one time, he can make a bracha again the second time that he's mekayim the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches explains that the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim is similar to the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, just like by mitzvah of tefillin, every single day one is mechuyev to put tefillin on, and if one day he doesn't put any tefillin on at all, so he's mevatel a mitzvah's aseh for that day. But once he puts on the mitzvah, once he's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin one time, so now he's not mechuyev to put on tefillin again a second time. But every single time he puts on tefillin that day, he's mekayim a mitzvah every single moment that he's wearing the tefillin. So to Birkas Kohanim, even though he was mekayim the mitzvah once, and he's no longer mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah again, but every time he's mekayim the mitzvah, he's being mekayim a mitzvah's aseh d'oraisa of Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, that is the pshat of the psak of the Mishnah Brura, that every time the kohen makes Birkas Kohanim, he makes a bracha beforehand, because just like by tefillin, every time he puts on the tefillin, since he's mekayim a mitzvah's aseh, he makes a bracha on the tefillin, so too by Birkas Kohanim, since he's being mekayim a mitzvah's aseh, therefore, he makes a bracha even after the second time he's doing the mitzvah. We'll now begin Be'ezus Hashem with the Mishnah at the bottom of the Daf Zayin and Beis. The Mishnah begins with three differences in the dinim of Birkas Kohanim, whether the mitzvah is being mekuyim b'medina or whether or not the mitzvah is being mekuyim b'mikdash. The three dinim are, number one, that b'medina the Kohen says gimel brachos, and b'mikdash he makes bracha achas. Rashi explains that b'mikdash there is no answering of amen. Therefore, he doesn't stop in between each bracha for the tzibur to answer amen. He just continues saying it, saying all three psukim, all three brachas. He says back to back. Therefore, it has a din of one long bracha. Masha enkin b'medina, where one says amen after he hears a bracha. Therefore, they split up the three brachas into three different brachas in order to give time for the tzibur to answer amen after each of the three brachas. The second difference is that b'mikdash, the Shem Hashem is said over kiksavoy, the way that it's written, and the Medina it's said over b'kinuyav. We'll explain more about that in detail in a few minutes. The third difference is that b'Medina, they're noisin es yedeyem k'neged kasvehem, and in the mikdash, they put their hands on top of their heads. Before we explain the details of these three differences, we first have to define what is the term Medina and what is the term Mikdash. It's Yadua and Mefursam, the famous Shitas HaRambam, that every time it says in the Mishnayos Medina and Mikdash, Medina always refers to every single city in Eretz Yisrael except for Yerushalayim. Masha'en Kein Mikdash refers to Yerushalayim and Huadin, the base of Mikdash as well. Therefore, the Shitas HaRambam is that which it says in Mishnai Sukkah, that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is Zayin Yomim B'Mikdash, the Shitas HaRambam is that includes also Yerushalayim. That's why there are those who are machmir to make sure they go to Yerushalayim during the 7 days of Sukkot, because the Bikur Yaakov said that in order to be Mekayim the Shitas HaRambam, one should dafka try to go to Yerushalayim in order to be mechayiv himself in the mitzvah of Da'al Minim min HaTorah. Therefore, when the Mishnah says by us, Birkas Kohanim, b'medina, he raises his hands, dafka keneged his shoulders, and in the mikdash, he raises his hands over his head. Rashi explains the reason for this is that since in the mikdash, the actual Shem HaMefurish is used for the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, therefore, the Shechina is Shoyre on Rosh Etzba'oiseyem of the Kohanim while they're making the Bracha. Therefore, in order to give more cover to the Shechina, the Kohanim raise their hands on top of their head so the Shechina should be Shoyre on top of them and not adjacent to them. Therefore, the Be'er Sheva asked the Kasha on the Rambam, how could the Rambam understand our Mishnah also that Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim? Because the Din that a Kohen uses the Shem HaMefurish was bedavka in the Beis HaMikdash, when he duchened in the Beis HaMikdash. When a Kohen would duchen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was in Yerushalayim, he would not use the Shem HaMefurish, and therefore, l'chayre, there would be no halacha that his hands have to be on top of his head, because his hands being on top of his head is directly toli on the fact that he's saying the Shem HaMefurish, therefore bringing the Shechina down to be Shayr on his fingertips. Therefore, the Be'er Sheva asks that this Mishnah L'Chayra is a steer to the Shitas HaRambam. The Tosfos Yom Tov also points out in this Mishnah that the Pashat Moshmos is like Shitas Rashi and the other Rishonim that learn that Mikdash means Dafka based on Mikdash and not also Yerushalayim. We've mentioned already before that one of the discrepancies in the Mishnah that's mentioned, the difference between Birkas Kohanim in the Medina and Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, is that because Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash is the Shem Hashem is said Kiksavoy, in the Medina it's said Bikinuyav. Rashi explains that Kiksavoy means the name is pronounced the way that it's written, Yud Ke Vav Ke, as opposed to when it's said in the Medina, it's used Bikinuyav, it's said Ba'alav Dalad, which is otherwise known as the Shem Adnos. These two Shemus are known to us based on the Drasha in the Parsha in Shmois, where Kodesh Baruch Hu meets Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. The Gemara darshans in Psachim, Daf Nun, Kedushin Daf Ein Aleph, that from the Kfelis Haloshim, from the Tula Shoyna, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, Zeh Zichri L'Dor Ador, we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Kesha'ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The way that the shame is written is not the same way that it's read. The way that it's written is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the way that it's said is the shame Adnos. Aleph Dalad Nun, and then after that Ayud. The shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei is known as the shame HaMeyuchad or the shame HaMefurish. So this sugi here is teaching us that one of the only times that one is permitted to say the shame the way that it's written is during Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Legabe the gather of these two shemes is a well-known briskerov, which we'll try to speak out over here on the sugya. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, that in the Dinei Megadev, somebody who's Megadev, Chas V'Shalom, he's Mevorech, the Shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's two separate halachos. There's one halacha of the Shem HaMeyuchad. If he uses the Shem HaMeyuchad, the Shem HaMefurish, when he's Mevorech Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he's Chayev Skila. But if he uses any of the other kinuyim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then he's only Chayev Malkus. The Rambam brings a Yesh Mishim Mefarish, that he's only going to be Chayev Skila if he uses the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Rambam himself argues and says, V'ani Omer Sha'al Shneim Hu Niska, not only on Yud Kei Vav Kei, but also if he uses the shame Adnus when he's Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also going to be Chayev Skila. In Chidushei Maran Riz HaLevi, he asks, HaLachoyer, it's very schwer to say that the Shittas HaRambam is that there are two separate names, that both these shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a din of a shem HaMefurish. Kipshuto, there is only one shem HaMefurish. And therefore, Tzarich Bir on the Shittas HaRambam that holds that he's Chayv Skila, whether he uses the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei or the shame of Adnus. The Biskarov explains the Shittas HaRambam that one can have two possible different ways of understanding this drasha of Ze Shmi L'Olam, Ze Zichri L'Dor Dor. In one way of looking at it is the shame Adnus is another shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu that one uses instead of saying the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Since we're not allowed to pronounce the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, when we come across that shame, we're mechuyif to use a different shame, to say the shame of Adnos instead of the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Brisker Rav says there's another din that, even though that is true, there is a shame Adnos, which is not the shame HaMiuchad, but besides that, the Rambam understood that the shame Adnos, we learn out from this drasha of Zez Zichu L'Dor Ador, that the Torah is teaching us that the way to read the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way to pronounce that shame, is with the shame of Adnos. Therefore, when a person says Shem Adnus, he is actually pronouncing Yud Kei Vav Kei the way that the Torah says that he's supposed to pronounce it. It's similar to all the other instances in the Torah when we have a kri and a ksiv. The Torah writes the word one way, and the Torah says that you're supposed to pronounce it in a different way. Similarly, over here, the word of the Shem HaMiyuchad of Kodesh Baruch Hu is written with specific letters in Oisius in the Kudos. And the way that it's pronounced is with the shame Adnus. Therefore, it's Miyusha, the Shittas HaRambam, that holds that whether or not the person uses the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, or he uses the shame Adnus, nor it's Mevarech Kodesh Baruch Hu, in either instance, he's going to be Chayv Skila, because in both cases, he actually used the shame Mefurish in his Gidu of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He then goes on to explain the machlokes between the Rambam and the Yesh Mishi Mefarish. He says the Yesh Mishi Mefarish also agrees to this Yesod, that the Shem Adnus is not only a Shem Bifnei Atzmai, but it's also a way of pronouncing the Shem of the Shem of Mefarish. He just explains that according to the Yesh Mishi Mefarish, that halacha, that when one says the Shem Adnus, he is actually pronouncing the Shem of Mefarish, is dafka when there's a specific din in the Torah that's mechayev somebody to use the shame HaMefurish. In those instances, the gzeres hakosuv, that one does not actually pronounce the shame the way that it's written, but he uses the Shem Adnus in order to say the Shem HaMefurish instead. So for example, in Birkas Kohanim, when the Torah says, Koy Tevarchu, and there's a special Gzeres HaKosu that the Koyen has to be Mevarech, the Yisrael, by using the Shem HaMefurish, because the Torah says that he has to say the words, Yivarechecha Hashem Vishmarecha. So there, the Gzeres HaKosu is in effect, and instead of pronouncing the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's written, he says the Shem Adnus, and it's as if he actually said the Shem HaMefurish without pronouncing it the way that it's written. Masha'enkein, in the parsha of Giduf, of Vimagadef, so over there, there's no din, there's no halacha that somebody has to use a Shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adrabah, Fakeret. He's not supposed to say anything at all. Therefore, when somebody is Mevarech Kodesh Baruch Hu and he uses the Shem Adnus, so there's no Gzeres HaKosuv saying that that Shem is really an expression of the Shem HaMefurish. Mechatesi that the Shem Adnus in that scenario, who said that the Shem Adnus in that scenario is a way of expressing the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei? And therefore, that's the machlokes between the Yesh Mishum Mefarish and the Rambam. The Yesh Mishum Mefarish holds that since there's no din, Shem HaMefurish, there's no din to use the Shem HaMefurish, therefore there's no Gzeres HaKosuv that the Shem Adnus can come in and be as if he's pronouncing the Shem HaMefurish. Hashem in the Rambam holds that any time a person uses the Shem Adnus, and his kavanah is to use it instead, to use it as a pronunciation, as a kri, for the ksiv of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so it's as if he's actually pronouncing the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's why according to the Rambam, he's going to be chayv skila, even if he uses the Shem Adnus, but mevarech es Hashem. The next din that's mentioned in the Mishnah is the halacha of noisim es yedehem. The Kohanim have to stretch out their hands at the time of Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara later on brings the Braisa, which learns out this halacha from Vayisa Aaron es yodov el ha'am v'yivarchem. That Aaron, on the eighth day of the Miluim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of Parsha Shemini, when he's finished bringing the Korbanos HaTzibur, he blessed the nation, he blessed Klal Yisrael, and he raised out his hands at the time of the bracha. From there we learn the halacha that a Kohen needs the Nesias Kapayim at the time while he's doing Birkas Kohanim. Here in the Mishnah says that there's a difference between the Nesias Kapayim when it's done in the Medina or when the Nesias Kapayim is done in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, the hands have to be stretched above the head. Vashenkin, in the Medina, the hands only have to be adjacent to the shoulders. Rashi explains the reason for the chiluk is because in the Mikdash, since the Kohen is using the Shem HaMefurish when he's Mevarech, Klal Yisrael, so the Shechina is Shoyer on his hands, and therefore his hands have to be above his head. The Ravid adds, it's not covered to the Shechina for the Shechina to be underneath his head. That's why his hands have to be above his head in order that the Shechina should be on top of him. Vashenkin in the Medina, where he doesn't use the Shem HaMefurish, therefore his hands can be adjacent from his shoulders. There's machlekes rishonim legabi the kohanim in the Medina. The Ravid is found at the end of Masechta Tamid. It's a parish that's called Parish Hamayuchas LeHaRavid. The Ravid there says the Flamud Gimel Amud Beis that which we say over here that a kohen the Medina does not have to put his hands above his head. It's dafka that he's not mechuyev to put his hands above his head. But if he wants to put his hands above his head, Shapir Dami, Adrabah, it's even better if he wants to do that. It's Lichat Chila. Just that he's allowed to keep his hands, Dafka Keneged his shoulders. The Yireim, in the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, it's in mitzvah Reish Samech Tes, he's Choylik on the Ravid. He says that it's not Zek Kelivan Veyu, it's not a Kiyum of Yisnoi Lefanu B'mitzvahs for a Kohen to stand with his hands above his head. Dafka in the Mikdash, then it's considered a nice thing to do because the Shechina is on his fingers. But in the Medina, it doesn't look nice for him to doing that, and therefore, he's not allowed to put his hands above his head if he's in the Medina. The Mishnah goes on to bring a machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama. If even the Kohen Gadol, when he's being Mevarech Klal Yisrael in the Mikdash, is he also mechuyev to raise his hands above his head? The Tana Kama says that since he's wearing the tzitz on his head, and the tzitz has a shame, he's not allowed to raise his hand above his head because he can't put his hands above the shame which is on the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on the Tana Kama and holds even the Kohen Gadol is allowed and must raise his hands above his head as well. The Rishonim have a kasha on this Mishnah from the Sugi in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayv Adam the Mashpesh B'Tzvilim Kol Shavisha, Kalachoyme Mitzitz. Matzit she'ein boy elo azkara achas arma toira v'hoya ametzchay tamid shelo yasiach daitoy mimenu tefillin sheyesh bein azkaras harbe alachas kama v'kama. There's a chiyuv for somebody to be mashbeish to betfilah in order that he should not be mesiach daitoy from his tefillin, and it's learned out from tzitz, a kal v'chomer from tzitz. If tzitz only has one shame on it, and on that the Torah said v'hoya ametzchay tamid, which we learn out from there that he can't be mesiach das from his tzitz, from the tzitz. Kavachoymer by Tefillin, which has many askaris, that he's not allowed to be Masiach Das, and therefore the Gemara says he's Mechuyev to be Mashbeish by Tefillin. We see from this Gemara that the Kedusha of Tefillin is more Chomer than the Kedusha of Tzitz. We're learning out of Kavachoymer from Tzitz to Tefillin. Al Pizeh, the Rishonim ask that just like the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to raise his hand above his head in the Mikdash because he's wearing the Tzitz on his head, so too the Kohen Hedyed also should not be allowed to raise his hand above his head because he's wearing tefillin on his head. So why is the Mishnah b'mechalek between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyed? The Urim in Mitzvah Reish Samach Tes and also in Mitzvah Shin Sadik Tes explains al pi the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Samach Beis. The Gemara there says that somebody who's wearing tefillin, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei only because of the shin, which it says on the tefillin, which is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But lulei that shin, it would have been mutter for a person to go into the Beis HaKisei while he's wearing tefillin. The reason the Gemara says is because since the parshiyos are mechupe be'or, so that contains the parshiyos inside, and kilu protects them from the bizoyan of the Beis HaKisei. So we see from here that the kedusha of tefillin mitzad the parshiyos that are inside the tefillin, mitzad all the azkaros that are inside the tefillin, don't really have a greater chomer and a higher level of kedusha than tzitz, because the or of the batim is protecting all those azkaros. So therefore, the Urim has to explain. The Urim explains when the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis in Shabbos that there's a kal v'chomer that if tzitz were not allowed to be masiach das, so too from tefillin, which has many azkaros, we can't be masiach das. The Urim here of Mimela has to be mechadish his very mechudish dika yisoid in hilchos tefillin. He says that the din of Hesach Hadas, the reason why one is not allowed to be Masiach Das while he's wearing tefillin, is because of a chashash that if he's Masiach Das, the tefillin are going to fall off of his head and somebody is going to walk on them. It's a chashash of Drisas HaRegel on the tefillin. Legabi Drisas HaRegel, then the Chipoy Or does not help the Parshias. The Chipoy Or only helps the Parshias by other types of Bizyonis, such as going into the Beis HaKisei and other forms of Bizyon. But the bizoyin of being trampled on by people while the tefillin are lying on the floor, there the chipoy or does not help for that. Therefore, we have a kal v'chomer that since tzitz, there's a din that one cannot be masiach das because of a chashash that it's going to fall off of his head and people will walk on it and trample on it. Kal v'chomer, the tefillin, which has many askaras, we have the same chashash that somebody cannot be, and therefore he can't be masiach das to prevent drisas haregel on the tefillin. Masha'en kein, legabi other bizyonis, so then the chipoy ha'or helps to protect the parshiyos, and therefore there's no chashash of bizyon at all. And that's why there's no problem for a kohen hedyed to raise his hands over the tefillin, as opposed to by tzitz. Dafka by tzitz, where it's not protected by or, it's a bizyon to the tzitz for him to raise his hands above the tzitz. Masha'enken by tefillin, just like the chipoy or prevents the bizoyin of the Beis HaKisei, so too the chipoy or prevents the bizoyin of his hands going over the tefillin shel rosh. Tosfos and Yuma Daf Ches ask this as a kasha. Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara learn a kal v'chomer from tzitz to tefillin, that just like tzitz, there's a din that he can't be masiach das, so too tefillin, he can't be masiach das because of all the azkaros. How the Gemara says that since tefillin is mechupe be'or, so there's no bizayon to the parshiyos of going into the Beis HaKisei, and a tzitz is not mechupe be'or. Therefore, there's no kal v'chomer from tzitz to tefillin. Tosfos over there answers, Enechei Nami. The whole kal v'chomer is only a kal v'chomer midrabanan. It's not a kal v'chomer gomer. Really, me'ikir adin, tefillin is not more chomer than tzitz. So therefore, we have a machlokes here between the Urim and Tosfos, how to understand this kal v'chomer from tzitz to tefillin, whether or not tefillin is really more chomer than tzitz or not. According to the Urim that holds that really it's a kal v'chomer gomer, and tefillin is more chomer than tzitz, So therefore, he has to explain it's only more chomer legabe the din of hezek hadas, because hezek hadas is an oifet of preventing the tzun from drishas haregel. Vashenken lefit toisvis, that it's not a kavach chomer gomor. So Tosfos can explain that Echanami, even though tzitz is really more chomer than tefillin, but midrabanan anyways, they were mechayiv that there shouldn't be hesach hadas in tefillin because of all the chorus in the tefillin. But Echanami, really, beside the kedusha of the parashas of the tefillin, there's no bizarin at all, even legabe achiv of hesach hadas. And lefi Tosfos is miyushav hetiv, the Arayim's kasha, why is there no hakpada for the Kohen Hedit to raise his hands above his head in the base of Migdash, even though his hands will be going above his tefillin sharosh, even though we are makbid that his hands do not go over the tzitz? Because really, be'emes, the tzitz is more chomer than the kedusha of the tefillin, because the tzitz is not mechupa be'or, and the tefillin, and the parashas of the tefillin is mechupa be'or. Legabi the Urayim's chiddush, that the reason why one cannot be masiach das from his tefillin is because of chashash that they're going to fall on the ground and people will be doyves on them. Tosfos Yeshonim there, and Yumadav Ches, gives two different reasons why there's an iser of hesach hadas from the tefillin. Tosfos there has a kasha, why does the Gemara have to say that it's also to fall asleep while wearing tefillin because of a gezer of sheva yapiach? Why don't we say, typically, says Tosfos, that it, when he's sleeping, he's masiach das from the tefillin? That's why it's also to sleep while he's wearing tefillin. The Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos says, Enachinami. The whole reason why one is not allowed to be mesiach das from his tefillin is because of Shami Yapiach Behen. The second terutz Tosfos says, is that the iser of hezek hadas is dafka while he's awake. Being awake and not thinking about the tefillin, that's called the hezek hadas from the tefillin. But while he's sleeping, Enachinami, sleeping is not called a hezek hadas from tefillin at all. We see from both of these terutzim and Tosfos different mahalchim than the Urayim as to the lamdas and the reason why hesek hadas is also by tefillin. The Gemara now goes on to bring a number of braises which learn out different halachas from the words of the pasuk kai sevarchu. So we're going to start with the second case in the Gemara. The Gemara says Tanya idach kai sevarchu beamida ato ayim beamida or einor elo beyeshiva. So the Gemara here learns out a halacha that the Kohanim have to be standing up at the time of Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara says, Nemar kan koi sivarchu, v'nemar lahalan eile ya'amdu levarech. Ma lahalan be'amida, av kan be'amida. The Gemara learns out, l'chayra egzera shava, from the parsha of the brachos on Har Eval and Har Grizim, that just like over there, it had to be, the brachos had to be be'amida, so it's over here, the bracha has to be be'amida. Rabbi Nosson is then madcha. Nosson says, Eino tzorich, Harehu Oimer, Lishar Soy Lavarach Shemoi. Ma Mishras Ba'amida, Af Mevarach Ba'amida. He learns that from the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev that there's a hekesh between the words Sherus and Bracha. Just like Sherus have to be Ba'amida, so too when the Kohen gives a Bracha, it has to be Dafka Ba'amida. The Gemara goes on to ask, where's the Makor that Mishras has to be Ba'amida? The Gemara says, Dichsiv La'amoy Lisharis. Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Harei. At the end of the Tosfos says, Nir Lari, a Kohen who makes Birkas Kohanim be yeshiva, loy also veloy klum. Because since there's a hekesh from Sherus, just like Sherus is ma'akiv b'dievet, like the Gemara says in the second parak of Zvachim, so too, if a Kohen sits down at the time of Birkas Kohanim, it's ma'akiv b'dievet, and he has to make the bracha again, because he was not yet mekayim the mitzvah. The Shvus Yankov in Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph, was asked, if there was a Kohen in the Tzibur, that because he was very old and he's very weak, he could not stand up at the time of Birkas Kohanim, what should he do? Should he leave the shul or should he go up? What should he do? The Shvus Yankov answered that even though Tosfos says that it's Ma'akev B'dievid, he wants to tie it, that's only the Fishitas of Tosfos, but he wants to say the Rambam holds that it's not Ma'akev B'dievid. He learns it because he says the Rambam holds that this Hekesh from Sherus to Avoida is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. This is Smachta Ba'alma. He's basing it on a Gemara in Tainus, which seems to say Lehedium, that this Hekesh of Shevus to Avoida is only in a Smachta Ba'alma, and therefore we only learn things Lechadchila and things that are Mistaber from this Hekesh. Masha'enkein B'dievet B'shasat Chak, when someone is in Oines and he can't stand up, according to the Rambam, He says, Chas v'sholom, the kohen should be mevatel a mitzvah asay d'oraisa. Rather, he should go and he should either lean on something, and if he can't lean on something, then he could even sit down in the time of Birkas Kohanim. L'maisa the Sharei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Kotten Chav Hei, he brings the Shvus Yankov, and he brings that the Pani Meiris and the Noida Behuda are both Chaylek on the Shvus Yankov. They both hold that even yeshiva, even smicha is awesome. Even smicha is no good because smicha is ki yeshiva dami, and therefore a kohen who cannot stand up for Birkas Kohanim, enechanami, either he should go out of shul, and if he can't go out of shul, he should remain in his seat because he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah if he's sitting down. And that's how the Mishra Brura and Sifkot Nun Alf also paskins that smicha is ki yeshiva and it's ma'akid b'dievet. The Mishra Brura brings from the Magen Avraham in Sifkot Nun Alf that only the Kohanim have to be standing up at the time of Birkas Kohanim, but the Tzibur is allowed to be sitting as long as they're facing the Kohanim, like we're going to see later on in the Sugya, that the Tzibur has to be facing the Kohanim, but they don't. There's no halacha that the Tzibur has to be standing up. The Mishra Brura brings that the Minog in Klal Yisrael is that even the Tzibur should be standing up, and he says that it's mashma like that also in the Meiri in our Sugya, and also in Megillah, and so too he quotes the Sefer HaEshkol that writes, HaKol Tzrichim Lamad Lifneihem Be'ema U'Bekoved Rosh. And there we see that the Eshkol holds that it has to be standing up. Also, the Tzibur has to be standing up at the time of Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara goes on now to bring another Braisa. Tanya Ida Koy Sivarchu B'Nesiyas Kapayim. Ata Oiru B'Nesiyas Kapayim. Oyeinu Ela Shaloi B'Nesiyas Kapayim. Ne'emar Kan Koy Sivarchu. V'ne'emar Lahalan V'Yisa Aon Es Yodov El Ha'am V'Yivarchim. Ma Lahalan B'Nesiyas Kapayim. Av Kan B'Nesiyas Kapayim. There's a Shaila in the Rishonim in Chumash. What exactly was the bracha that Aaron HaKohen said to Klal Yisrael on the eighth day of the Miluim? Rashi there, Ala Makom, says, it's talking about Birkas Kohanim. Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha v'chulei. That was the bracha that Aaron said to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban in Chumash takes issue with this Rashi. He has a few different kashas on Rashi. One of them being that the parsha of Birkas Kohanim was not yet said at the time of the Miluim. It only came later on. And he has other kashas there also. The Mishle Melech in Hilchas Tfila Ubikus Kohanim, Per Gidar Halachates, he says that our Gemara over here is mashma like the Ramban, because the Gemara is bringing Agzer Shava from Aaron HaKohen to the parsha of Birkas Kohanim, that just like Aaron HaKohen, when he gave a bracha, he did it b'nesiyas kapayim, so too we learn Gzer Shava to our parsha of Birkas Kohanim, that Birkas Kohanim has to be done b'nesiyas kapayim. If Aaron HaKohen himself was doing Birkas Kohanim, so we don't need a Gzer Shava. We should say it's Mavur in the parsha right here, Minei Bay, that Aaron HaKohen was doing Birkas Kohanim, and he was Noisei Eskapa. So we see that Birkas Kohanim requires the Siyas Kapayim. Rather, as the Mishle Melech, it's much like the Ramban, that Aaron HaKohen was not saying Birkas Kohanim, he was saying some sort of other bracha, and the Gemara is doing a Gzer Shava, that just like that bracha that Aaron HaKohen was making requires the Siyas Kapayim, so too we learn out of Gzer Shava that that din of the Siyas Kapayim also applies to Birkas Kohanim by us. I inshallah the Mishle Melech, how he's Mufalpel back and forth, the Shita Ramban and the Shita Rashi, to explain our Sugya. The next Braisa, the Gemara brings the Tana of Yoshia to learn out from a Drasha where we see that the Kohen uses the Shem HaMafayrish Dafka in the base of Bechirim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosha Oimer, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosha Oimer, Einot Tzorich, Harehu Oimer, B'kol HaMokom, Asher Azkir HaShmi, Avu Elecha. B'kol Mokom Salka Daitech, any place where you say my name, I will come and give you a bracha. The Gemara says, B'kol Mokom Salka Daitech, in any place a person's allowed to say the Shem HaMafayrish, like the way it's pronounced, without using the Shem Adnus. Ella mikra zem besurasu. The pasuk is in a different order. It's supposed to be read in a different order. The way to read it is b'kol makom asher avoy eilecha ubirachticha. Any place where I come to give you bracha, which is talking about the base of Bechira. The base of Bechira is the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and he's mevarach his Klal Yisrael. Sham azkir eshmi. That's the place where you can use my name, the Hainu the Shem Mafarish. So from here we learn out that the Shem Mafarish is allowed davka to be used in the base of Bechira. Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Harehu wants to use this Gemara to explain why the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Lamed Testament Beis, that after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, they stopped using the Shem HaMafarish even in the Beis HaMikdash. He explains that since the Gemara here is Toile, the using of the Shem HaMafarish on the Beis HaBechira, on the fact that there's on the fact that the Beis Bechira is the place where Avoy Eilecha Ubirachticha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I come to you and I bless you. So we see from there that the shame of the usage of the Shema Beferish is Dafka Talui on a Kodesh Baruch Hu being there, being with us, on the Begilui Shechina of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Tosfos, after Shimon the Tzaddik was Nifter, Klal Yisrael was no longer Zoicha to the Gilui Shechina of Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in the Beis Bechira. And therefore, it was no longer had the heter anymore to use the Shema Beferish in the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam in Hilchas Birkas Kohanim per Gidal Halacha Yud writes, "Mishemeis Shimon Hatzadik." After Shimon Hatzadik died, Pasku Hakohanim Milvarech per Shema Beferish. The Kohanim stopped being Mivarech with the Shema Beferish. Afila Bemikdash Kedei Shelo Yilmad Oisoi Mishainai Hagum. So that somebody who is not worthy of knowing the shame should not learn how to pronounce the shame. Because the pronunciation of the shame was not something that was very easy, it had to be taught, and therefore if they didn't use it, nobody would know how to use it. Rabbeinu Menoach explains that after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, many Kohanim who were not really worthy of the position got the position of being Kohen Gadol, and therefore they wanted to prevent them from misusing the shame, so therefore they stopped using it in the Beis HaMikdash. A different explanation as to why they stopped using the Shema Mefarish after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter. The Gemara says, Tanya Idach, Koi Sevarchu Bekurl Ram. The Gemara is learning a halacha here from the pasuk of Koi Sevarchu that the bracha has to be Bekurl Ram. It has to be loud enough that the Shoimea can hear the bracha coming from the mouth of the Kohen. Ayeinai Elo Belachash. Maybe it's enough if the Kohen is Mevarech Belachash quietly and nobody can hear him. Talmud Loimar Emor Lahem. Ke Odom Shoimer Lechaveira. The bracha has to be said just like a person talks to his friend can hear what he's saying, so too when the Kohen is Mevarech, the Yisraelim, he has to say it in a loud enough voice that they can hear the bracha coming from the mouth of the Kohen. There's a very famous Beis Halevi at the end of his kuntres on Hilchas Chanukah where he's Mechadish a Gvaldik Yisoy. He says that even though we pasken in Kol Torah Kulay, anytime we have a mitzvah, that the Maisa mitzvah is done b'dibor, so we apply the din of Shomea Ke'oine, that if somebody listens to somebody else be Mechayim that mitzvah, somebody else saying the words that the Torah was Mechayim him to say, and he listens and has in mind to be Yotzei with this, so we say Shomea Ke'oine, somebody who listens, it's as if he himself is being Mechayim this mitzvah of dibor. The Beis Halevi was mechadish that in Birkas Kohanim, even though l'chayra it's also a mitzvah shebedibur, the mitzvah of being mevarech klal Yisrael, we will not apply the din of Shomei Ko'ayne in this case. He says the reason why is because even if we would say Shomei Ko'ayne, and it's as if the Kohen who's listening to the other Kohanim being mevarech, it's as if he's also being mevarech, but it's not going to be any better than somebody who is Mevarech himself with his Dibur, but he does it too quietly that the Yisraelim can't hear him. So to hear, Naniach, that when he's listening to the other Kohen saying the Bracha, it's Shomea Ke'oine, it's as if he himself is making the Bracha. But the Shoimim can't hear his Bracha. It's as if he's making a Bracha and it's too quiet for the Shoimim to hear. Therefore, we do not apply the din of Shomei Ko'ayne in the mitzvah of Birkos Kohanim. The Chazon Ish in Simon Chof Tes, it's found in Hilchos Birkos HaMazon, brings down this Beis Halevi, and he's chaylik on the Beis Halevi. It seems the Chazon Ish there has a whole entirely different understanding of the lomdus of the din of Shomei Ko'ayne. The Chazon Ish understands that Shomei Ko'ayne means that when Reuven is listening to the bracha of Shimon, so Reuven is yoytze with Shimon's bracha. The Hainu, it seems a machlokes Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish how to understand the din of Shomei Ko'ayne. The Beis Halevi understands that Shomei Ko'ayne means that being Shomeya, it's Ko'ayne. He's yoytze with his Maisa Shmiya. His Maisa Shmiya, the Torah was Mechadish, has a din of a Dibor. So it's as if he is Ke'ilu saying the mitzvah, saying the dibor, just by merely listening. The Chazon Ish understands that it's not as if he himself is being yoytze with his maisa shmiya, but rather he's shelling tzu to the dibor of the medaber, And with the dibur of the medaber is misyaches also to the shomea, and the shomea is yoytze with the dibur of the medaber. Therefore, the Chazon Ish learns that even though there's no din of kol ram mitzad the shomea, the misbarchim can't hear the bracha coming from the mouth of the shomea, but since mitzad the mashmia, mitzad the medaber, his bracha was said by kol ram, so the shomea, the other kohen, he can pater himself with the bracha of the mevarich also. It's misyach is also to the shomea. And since the bracha was done with all the tanaim of kol ram, so too the shomea himself is also yoytze with the bracha of the mashmia, of the medaber. The Chazon Ish brings as a smach to his havana, to his understanding, a few halachas that we find which are difficult to understand according to the Havana of the Beis Halevi. One of those halachas is, as we all know, that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and we yotzei that mitzvah with there's one Bal Koyre, and everybody in Shul listens to the Kriya of the Bal Koyre. And we yotzei with the din of Shomei Ka'ayna. Shomei Ka'ayna, we listen to the Bal Koyre, and by listening, it's as if we ourselves are also reading the Megillah. The kasha is that somebody who's koyre the Megillah ba'al peh, somebody who reads the Megillah without a Megillah, he reads it off by heart, so he's not yoytze his mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. He must read from the cloth, from the sefer, from the Megillah itself. So therefore, if we say like the Beis Halevi, that every single person who's listening, it's as if he himself is ki'ilu saying what he's hearing, so bishlama, he's hearing it, and he's ki'ilu, he's saying it, but he's like ki'ilu, he's saying it, ba'al peh. Because he doesn't have a Megillah in front of him. He's saying it without a Megillah. He's just listening. So why is he yoytze his mitzvah of Megillah? Bishma lafi the Chazon Ish, that holds that he's yoytze with the Kriya, with the Dibur of the Medaber. So since here the Koyre, he himself was reading from a Megillah, so his Dibur, his Kriya, is a Kriya from the Megillah. So that Kriya from the Megillah is also Misyaches in the Shomea. So the Shomea is Yoytze with the Kriya of the Bal Koyre. But Lefi the Beis Halevi, Lechoyra, we should look at it as a Kriya Baal Peh. Another Ha'ara is from the Halacha of, in Brachas, the Zaman Amar, Rabbi Yossi, who holds somebody who's Koyre Kriya Shema, the Lohi Shmi Le'ozno, he's not Yoytze. He has to read Kriya Shema, and it has to be loud enough that he can hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. According to the Beis Halevi, L'chayra, L'fi Rabbi Yossi, we should not be able to be applied the din of Shomei Ka'ayna even to Kriya Shema. Because Naniach, that when he hears somebody else say Kriya Shema, it's as if he himself is saying Kriya Shema, but it should be no better than somebody who's saying Kriya Shema and he's not saying it loud enough for his ears to hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, this is also another raya that the din is that he's misyaches to the kriya, to the dibur of the medaber. And since the dibur of the medaber was loud enough that it should be shomea lo'oznoi, so too he's yoytze, the shomea is also yoytze with that kriya. The Chazon Ish goes on to explain also Tosfos in Psachim Daf Tzadik Tes. Tosfos over there, dibur maskil lo yifchois, clears a sofek when the Mekadosh makes Kiddush. Tosfos there says, l'chayr, everybody hearing Kiddush should also have to have their own kois. Why is it enough that only the one who's making Kiddush, he has a kois in his hand? Everybody who's listening to his Kiddush and being yoytze with his Kiddush, they should also have to be holding a kois, because there's a din that Kiddush has to be made ala kois. So why does only the Mekadosh have to make Kiddush ala kois? So the Chazon Ish explains that this tzad of Tosfos stems very nicely with the tzad of the Beis Halevi. That even though each person at the table is being yoytze with a din of Shomei Ka'ayna, but he's no better than somebody who's saying Kiddush without a kois in his hand. And that's not how you say Kiddush. Therefore, the Tosfos has a tzad that each person should have to hold a kois in their hand. But says the Chazon Ish, la halacha, we don't pass him like this. La halacha, we hold that only the Mekadosh has to hold a kois in his hands, and everybody else listening to Kiddush is yoytze just with a mere shmir, without holding a kois in their hand. Chaya, what's the pshat? Al-Koch, the pshat is, That's since the one who's making the bracha, the one who's making Kiddush, he's holding a kois. So since his Kiddush has a din of Kiddush al ha-kois, so Mela, anyone who listens to that Kiddush and he has in mind to be yoytze, So he can shtel tzu to that kiddush, and that kiddush is misyachis to him, and it's as if he's being yoytze with a kiddush al hakois. And he's not lacking anything from the fact that he's not holding a kois. The Chazon Ish also goes on to ask that the two halachas that lechora seem to shtim better with the mahalach of the Chazon Ish. The two halachas are that we know that we need das of the mashmiya and das of the shomeya. The one who's being mitzi the other person has to have in mind to be mitzi the one who's listening when he's being mitzi him with din of shomeya koine. Hu adin, the one who's being mitzi the one who's listening has to be a bal chiyuva. It's not enough for a katan to read the Megillah and be mitzi somebody who's a gadol. The question is, if listening is as if he himself is being mekayim this dibur by merely listening, so why do we need these two tnoim? L'chayra, as long as the one who's listening is a bar chiyuva, so his listening is as if he himself is saying it, and the mail of the mitzvah is being said by a bar chiyuva. Why do we need that the mashmiya, he himself is a bar chiyuva, and why do we need that the mashmiya himself has in mind to pater the one who's listening? As long as he's listening, and listening is kedibur, so he's not pattering him. Reuven's not pattering Shimon. Reuven's saying, and Shimon's listening, and his listening is a kilu a dibur itself. And therefore, since he himself is a bar chiyuva, l'chayra, that should be enough. Ayin the stipler in Bracha Simen Yud Beis, who speaks about this machloikas, and he offers a few yeshuvim to be miyashiv the shita of the Beis Halevi from the Chazon Ish's kashas. Continue now Be'ez Hashem weiter in the Gemara. Amar Abaye naktinan l'shnayim kaira kohanim u'le'echad einoi kaira kohanim. Shneimar emro lahem l'shnayim. The Gemara here is teaching us a halacha that in order for the kohanim to be mevarech Klal Yisrael, they have to be called upon by a member of the tzibur. Abaye here is mechadish that we only are mechuyev to call the kohanim, to invite them to be mevarech the Yisraelim, if there's two kohanim there. But if there's only one kohen, so we don't say kohen, rather we don't say anything at all. This is learned out from the drasha of Emor Lahem. According to this understanding of Emor Lahem, Emor Lahem is referring to the Shliach Tzibur or to the Chazan HaKnesses. We'll speak more about that momentarily. But it's telling him, whoever that is, to speak to the Kohanim, to tell the Kohanim, Lahem is going on the Kohanim, that they should go now and be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Emor Lahem, Mikra de Lahem Nafkalan Shliach Tzibur Masir Yisrael Mevarech. From the Pasuk of Lahem, we learn out that the Shliach Tzibur is Masir them to be Mevarech. We see Lahedya in this Rashi that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, the one who's repeating the Shemona Esrei, he's the one who has the mitzvah of calling upon the Kohanim to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. Also, look in the Rambam, Hilchos Birkas Kohanim, Per Gedal Halacha Ches. The Rambam there says also, Hayu Shnayim O Yeser, Einan Maschil Nevarech, Ad Sheikor Lahem Shliach Tzibor Tchilo, V'Oimer Lahem Kohanim. We see from this Rambam as well, at the mitzvah of the Kriya is Chal Dafka on the Shliach Tzibur. Tosfos and Brochus of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and also the Hagois Maimonis on the Rambam, Ois Zion, brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that was Cholek on this Rambam and Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam held that for the Shliach Tzibur to say Koyhanim in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz would be considered a hefsik in the middle of his tefillah, and therefore somebody else has to be the one to be koire the kohanim. Tosfos brings there a sifri. Lashon sifri there is emor lahem melamed shehachazin oimer lahem, and the taich of chazin, says Rabbeinu Tam, is not the shliach tzibur. Rather, the chazin is talking about somebody who's misasik b'tzarchei hatzibur, we today would call the gabai. Tosfos brings another raya to his shita from the Gemara later on in our parak, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, that it's not the shliach tzibur that calls, because the Gemara there says, "Ein hakohanim rishoyim lahaschil bebrocha ad sheyikala hadibur mipi hakoyre." The kohanim cannot start saying the bracha until the dibur is finished from the koire, which means until the koire, the hind of the one who's calling the kohanim to say the bracha, until he's finished saying kohanim, only then can the kohanim begin to start their bracha. Then the Gemara says, ein shliach tzibur rashai lahaskel, the shliach tzibur can't start the bracha of sim shalom until the bracha is finished being said from the kohanim. So Tosfos is medayek from the shinui haloshon. First the Gemara said that the kohanim cannot start the bracha until the koire is finished calling them. And then it says that the shliach tzibur can't start saying sim shalom until the kohanim are finished. So we see that the title, the name of the koire and the shliach tzibur are two different people. There's a koire and there's a shliach tzibur. And therefore, al pizer, Rabbeinu Tam paskins, that the shliach tzibur is not allowed to call the kohanim in the middle of chazoras hashatz. Tosfos al pizer derech agav has a kasha from the Mishnah in Brachos of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph that says the shliach tzibur cannot answer amen to the bracha of the kohanim because we're afraid that he's going to get confused and he will not be able to go back and continue the chazoras hashatz properly. Tosfos there asks, why is it that we're only choshish b'pnei hatiruf? Why don't we say that he can't answer amen because it's going to be a hefsik in the middle of chazoras hashatz? The Tosfos explains that answering amen is not considered a hefsik in the middle of the bracha, in the middle of his brachas, because that's considered to be tzorich tefillah answering amen to the bracha of the kohanim. But calling kohanim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a hefsik. Hagoyis Maimonides, and also Tosfos there, Dibur Maskil Loyana, I mean that same Tosfos, brings an Eitzah. In the Goyis Maimonides, it's quoted B'Shein Marami Rotenberg, that the Chazan say the bracha of Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu quietly to himself, and when he gets the word Kohanim, he should say the word Kohanim out loud B'Kol Ram. And there, Pizeh, he be Yoytzeh, also the Shita of Beinu Tam, because here it's not considered a hefsek because he's saying a tefillah. This tefillah was instituted by the Geonim when there is no Kohanim and there's supposed to be a Kohanim. So the Chazam would say a tefillah that the bracha of the Kohanim should be chal on Klal Yisrael. So over here, even when we have Kohanim, Marami Rotenberg instituted this minhag to say this tefillah, and that way we could be yotei both shitas. The Chazan himself, the Shliach Tzibur himself, is the one who's going to call the Kohanim. And even if you're Beinu Tam, it's good because he's not being maftik in the middle of his tefillah because he just made it as part of his tefillah of Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu to call up the Kohanim. The Goyis Maimonides writes there in Oy Zion that he asked Marami Rotenberg that L'choira this is not a good Eitzah because this tefillah was only instituted Dafka B'Mokom where there are no Kohanim. But when we have Kohanim, so this tefillah is out of place. The Goyis Maimonides is made that the Marami Rotenberg himself, after he asked for this kasha, was choizer from this, and he was mevatel this minug of the Chazan saying Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. It's mashma that he went strictly with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the shliach tzibur is not the one to call the Kohanim, rather somebody else in the kehila should be the one to do it. L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, the Ikar Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah seems to be like the Rambam. The Mechaber in Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud paskins that the Shliach Tzibur, when there's two Kohanim, should be Koyre the Kohanim to say the Bracha. On that, the Ramah says, V'lo Yoymer Elokeinu V'lokei Aviseinu. It's mashma the Ramah is going with the Shita of the Mechaber, that we don't say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu at all. We're not choshish b'chlal for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And we tell the Shliach Tzibur himself to be the one to be Koyer the Kohanim. Then the Ramah brings the Yesh Oimrim that the Shliach Tzibur should say the Lachash like the Eitzah of the Marami Rotenberg. And when he gets the word Kohanim, he should say it out loud. And then afterwards, B'Lachash, he should finish off the Tefillah Am Kedeshecha Ka'amor. The Ramah says, V'chei Noyegim B'Medinas Eilu. The Bir Hagra is mashma shtickle that he's noite towards the original shita of the shita of Beinu Tam, that we don't tell the Shliach Tzibur to call upon the Kohanim, we tell the Chazan HaKnesses to do it, and it's brought down in Sefer Ma'isa Rav also that was the shita of the Gra. Unfortunately, because of lack of time, we're going to skip now to the bottom of the Flavin Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gufa, Tana Abba Brei Derav Minimin, Bachia, Am She'achere Kohanim, Einu Bichlal Bracha. People that are behind the Kohanim are not Bichlal the Birchas Kohanim. They have to be in front of the Kohanim. Pshita, Arichi Be'ape Gutze Loi Mafsaki. What if somebody's standing in front of the Kohen, but he's short, and there's somebody who's tall, who's standing in between him and the Kohanim? So that's Pasha, that that's not considered a Hefzik. Teva loy mifsiki. It's also Pasha that a Teva is not mafsik. Mechitza mai. The Gemara has a question, what's the din if there's a wall in between the Mispalel and the Kohen? Tashma d'amra b'shul ben Levi, afilu mechitza shel barzel, eina mafsekes ben Yisrael, le'avim shebashamayim. Rashi, in Psachim Daf Pehei Amud Beis, says on these words of Rabbi Shur ben Levi, She'ein hefsek lifnei hamakom, She'hakol galu v'yadu lefonav, Ve'ein stimu lefonav. Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the wall, the metal wall that's separating the Kohanim and the Mizbarchim, is considered that it's not there, and therefore the Gemara's maskana is that even a mechitza in between the Kohanim and the Mizbarchim is not going to be considered a hefsek as long as the Mizpalim are facing towards the Kohanim and being Mekayim the Din of Panim Keneged Panim. It's important to point out that the Bir Halacha in Sif Kuf Chaf Ches on this Halacha in Sif Chaf Dalet, the Bir Halacha says that the Ikar Chiluk between the Am She'achayre HaKohanim and the Am She'lifnei HaKohanim is, like Rashi explains here in Dibur Maskal Deloy Anisi, that the ones who are Achayre HaKohanim, they're showing that the bracha is not chashuva aleihem, because all they have to do is get up and be makayim the din kiroi, which is that they have to be keneged the kohanim or being mevarech them. The fact that they're not interested in taking a few steps back and being makayim the din of panim keneged panim shows that the bracha is not important to them, and therefore they're not bichlal the bracha. The reason why Rashi says this, and Rashi doesn't just tell us that the reason why they're not bechal v'bracha is because the din of panim keneged panim is ma'akev, is because the Gemara says a few lines before this that the am shebesodois, people who are anusim, they can't make it to shul, they are bechal v'bracha. We see from here that the din of panim keneged panim is not a din which is ma'akev. Ella, we have to say like Rashi, that the reason why they're not mekabel v'bracha is because the bracha is not chashuva to them. Therefore, Al Pize, the Bir Halacha is Bechadesh, that if somebody is sitting in his house, let's say his house is across the street from the shul, so one might taina that even though the wall of his house and hu adin, the wall of the shul, is separating him from Birkas Kohanim, he doesn't need to get up and go to shul, because we paskin that as long as he's in front of the Kohanim, Afilu mechitza shel barzel is ein mafsekas bein klal Yisrael bein Yisrael avim shemashamayim. And l'chayro, even if he's not an oynes, even if he could get up and go hear the bracha from outside of the shul or from inside of the shul, he's not mechuyif to do so, and he'll still be bechlal the bracha, because the only time the Gemara had to come on to the chilek between oynes and not oynes is dafka bekihai gavno, that he's not ponim keneged ponim. He's ma'achoyre the Kohanim. The Gemara has to come and say that even though he's am shebesodois and he's far away and he's behind the Kohanim, still a filu hachi, he's nechal on the bracha because he's an oynas. But if somebody is panim keneged panim and there's only a wall separating him from the Kohanim, on that we don't have to say that he's an oynas and only because he's an oynas and he can't come hear the bracha for that, then he's bechlal the bracha. Even if he's not an oynas, even if he could come hear the bracha, still, since he's panim keneged panim, the wall is not going to be a hefsek, and he's going to be bechlal the bracha anyway. On that, the Bir Halacha says that this is not true. Because al pi this Rashi, in Dibur Maska Deloy Anisi, we see that the whole chisorim of the am, she'achayre ha-kohanim, is that they're showing that the bracha is not choshev to them. Therefore, hu adin, the Bir Halacha concludes, somebody who is panim keneged panim, just that there's a mechitza, being mafsik, in between them, and they can't be bothered to get up and go hear the bracha, rather they just continue what they're doing, even though they're not chaser anything in Hilchus Birchas Kohanim, afilu hachi, they're no better than the person who was me'achorei Kohanim, who he's also b'dieved. He's not doing anything that should be ma'akev the chalois of the bracha to be chal on him. Just the mere fact that he's showing that the bracha is not chashuv to him, that alone is enough to exclude him from the chalois of the bracha. So too, somebody who's ponim k'neged ponim, and just has a wall being mafsik in between him, on which we paskin that wall is not a hefsik, but since he's also showing that the bracha is not chashuv to him, so he will also not be included in the chalois of the bracha. This is the chiddush of the Bir Halacha. If somebody is in shul, there is no wall at all being mafsik between him and the Kohanim. Just that at the time of Birkas Kohanim, he is either Chas V'Shalom talking to somebody, or maybe he's looking in a sefer. Both of these actions are also maisim, which show that the bracha of the Kohen is not choshev to him. Yesh la'ayin lafidis bir halacha, if the chalais of the bracha is going to be chal on him in this case.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.